Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to check us out live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
It is the rivalry renewed. Right when you think it reached its end, right when you think it was over, it is just only beginning. We will have that for you here coming up in just a couple of moments. He is Rob Parker. I am Jonas Knox. In for the great Chris Broussard. It is the Odd Couple here on Fox Sports Radio. You can check out this show on the iHeartRadio app and wherever you are hanging out here on a Monday night. We appreciate you hanging out with us as we do it live from the Geico Fox Sports Radio studios, where 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance. Visit geico.com for a free rate quote. Ladies and gentlemen, the man who you've all tuned in to hear from, the man himself, Alex Tyshirt, our technical producer here on Fox Sports Radio.
What up?
Rob Parker, what's happening?
I'm doing good. What about you, Jonas? It is good to work with you. It's been a while.
I know. We did see each other.
I don't get to see you that much.
Yeah, my little wedding.
Talk to you that much. Together.
Yeah, but we got to see each other. Masks were on at the little wedding festivities. Yeah, I was there. I was actually there at the wedding. Yeah, believe it or not. I was at my own wedding, believe it or not. Rob.
Hello.
How'd that happen? But Rob Parker, it is. There's all sorts of things that are going on, and we finished up the last hour talking about college football. And one of the points that we had discussed upon conclusion of that hour was how, God, it just feels like nobody can get along.
I got you, Jonas.
Yeah, it just feels like nobody can really get along. And so because of that, I thought, what better way to start hour two than with a little bit of harmony, right? A little bit of harmony. Because one player that you have had, nothing but a peaceful relationship and conversation about is one LeBron James. By the way, I don't know if you've seen the latest from LeBron James. He showed up earlier with an open shirt walking into the bubble in Orlando. That's the second worst walk-in outfit that he's had, next to him walking in with a Dixie cup full of wine last year.
Yes, that was noted by everyone, no doubt about it.
But that being said, LeBron James, you feel, and you wrote this on Deadspin, where you have done amazing stuff over the past several months for Deadspin, you feel that LeBron James is sort of setting and putting in motion a certain narrative, or better yet, an excuse if things don't go well for the LA Lakers.
No doubt about it, Jonas, and this has been done for a long time. People have always said, when you play with LeBron, and some people might consider him the GOAT, everything is good. If they win, LeBron is the greatest. He's the GOAT. If you lose, all his teammates are the scapegoats.
Yeah.
And they're the reasons why. How many times do we hear, whoa, what do you expect? LeBron doesn't have anybody. LeBron doesn't have anybody.
Right?
Every year, right? Yep. Every time they lose. What do you expect? He can't win. He don't have anybody. I remember when they were winning 60 and 65 games in Cleveland during the regular season, and they were losing the playoffs,
right?
And then they would tear apart the roster. Am I right?
That was always my favorite. They'd win 60-plus games. They'd get wiped out in the finals, and it was, well, if he had all those pieces around
right.
him. Okay, well, he did in Miami, and he lost two. So,
exactly. And my point is, when he came out and he opened up to a reporter, basically, Jonas, he didn't say what the issue was. Like they were asking him, Why are the Lakers struggling, right, in the bubble and haven't played well? And his response was something like, well, things are going on that we can't control in here. I don't want to talk about it. I don't want to say what it is.
Right, of course.
And you know what that is? That plants the seed that something's going on. His exact quote was, it's just some things that you can't control that's here, that I really don't want to talk about, that's off the court. So they're not playing well. They're struggling. Say if they lose in the first round to Portland or something, something like that, LeBron can go back, or his minions can go back and say, LeBron tried to tell you. And this is, you know, and Jonas, here's the other part. This is why star players have refused to play with LeBron, even, you know, during when free agencies come up, including no one bigger than Kawhi Leonard, who could have easily been on what? Easy Street with the Lakers.
Yeah.
They had room for him to join LeBron James and Anthony Davis. What team has beaten those three, Jonas?
Oh,
nobody, right?
Yeah, nobody, nobody, no.
And they wouldn't have beaten them for a couple of years. Instead, Kawhi Leonard picks the L.A. Clippers, who have never won jack, rather than join LeBron James and Anthony Davis. And that's because of the whole notion that you get zero credit when you're with LeBron, when he wins, and you get all the blame when you don't. It's the same narrative that's going on for the MVP. Think about Anthony Davis. He leads in every category except assists for the Lakers. He, right?
Yeah.
And it's LeBron who should be MVP.
It's
how is that?
It's crazy. And here's the part, though, and I've been thinking about this as well, too. I'm not going, whoever wins the NBA championship, I'm going to call them the NBA champion.
No right? doubt.
I am absolutely not going to say, oh, well, no, it's got an asterisk next to it and this and that. And no, all right. So if I'm going to take that same approach, then I don't want anybody, if LeBron wins the championship, if you're in the same mindset that give him full credit for winning the championship, then you better be ready to criticize when he doesn't win it. And don't use the, well, you know, it's the restart and there were all these other things. If it works one way, it's got to work in the other. And that's my problem with this, is that I feel like people have already put stuff out there to try and sort of set themselves up for if something happens, they have a safe landing on either side. And that bothers me. Call it like it is. If he doesn't win the NBA championship, I don't want to hear anything about what he didn't have when he was in the bubble, because he had the same things as everybody else when it came to accommodations and all that other stuff. And him doing the whole passive aggressive, well, there's things going on that I'm going to talk about. You know what that's the equivalent to? And every single guy out there knows what I'm talking about. And ladies, you're going to try not to laugh right now, because you know that this happens almost every single day. You ever been talking with your better half and you go, hey, what's wrong? Nothing. And you know something's wrong. You know
exactly.
Something's wrong.
That's why you asked the question.
But they don't. So you got to continue to ask. And it felt like that's what LeBron was doing. Like, you know, LeBron, what's going on? Nothing. Oh God, there must be something really. Like, it just, dude, say it. What is it? I mean, are you pissed off at Avery Bradley? Okay, be pissed off at Avery Bradley.
Are you mad at AD because he didn't come play big in the fourth quarter? Like, what is it?
And that's the thing. It feels like, look, he showed up. This tells me everything. He shows up after they get eliminated by the Warriors, and all of a sudden he's got a cast on his hand.
Right.
I mean, come
that's
on.
You know what? Put that cast on after the press conference.
Agreed.
After the cameras are gone.
Agreed.
He went in there. Everybody goes, what happened? Oh, I had a busted wrist the whole series. I just didn't say anything. What?
Yeah.
Stop.
Yeah. I agree with you. This needs to be called fairly. It needs to be called down the middle. Whoever wins the NBA championship is your NBA champion, and whoever doesn't should get the same criticism that they would get either side. And that's the part that I fear is not going to happen.
And Jonas, you know this. This year 17, this is his best last chance to win. They're the best record in the Western Conference, right? They got Anthony Davis. He's not signed for next year. LeBron will be going into year 18. You just don't know. Other teams are getting better next year, right?
Yep.
Durant and Kyrie will be in Brooklyn. Steph and Klay and a top draft pick, right, will be with the Warriors.
So you want any part of Luka in the West for the next 10 years?
That's what I'm saying.
Like, do you want any part of Denver? Have you seen what Denver's putting together? Portland? What Portland?
Don't forget,
looks like
Denver
healthy?
Went to a game 7 last year and lost to Portland before they got almost got to the Western Conference Finals last year.
The Western Conference, there are really good teams there. And we can say whatever we want about the Houston Rockets and whatnot, but, man, that's an intriguing team to have to deal with in the postseason now. With the trade they made, going smaller, and how they've looked since, I would want zero part of Portland in the first round if I'm the Lakers. I don't want any part of it. Keep them away from me because
a lot of Laker fans are feeling your way, including Rob G. Rob G. shaking in your boots a little bit or no?
Yes, he is. Yeah,
no,
he is.
I'm not.
Yeah.
You're confident with the Lakers and where they are?
Rob,
go ahead.
We just made a wing bet on Friday, right? So why would I be nervous between now and then?
Okay, let me ask you, LeBron, putting this out now, this is why you're the resident Laker fan. My thing is, if there's an issue, then don't if you're not going to mention what it is, don't bring it up in public. Was that a good move to put that out there on his teammates that they're doing stuff off the court that he's not happy about?
Well, Rob, unlike you, my first thought did not go negatively towards LeBron James.
Oh, Where's the fun in that?
I follow enough Laker reporters and people who cover the team to know that, you know, Frank Vogel has kind of said the same thing, that they have issues that are off the court with their team. And what the speculation has been amongst people who cover the team, not Rob Parker, is that they're upset about the inconsistent practice schedules and things like that, because they're very regimented with the way they work on their team.
Yeah,
yeah. I know that's not as sexy as LeBron saying his team sucks and he wants to trade them all, but it's cool.
Right. So my only point is that you have to bring up to the media and talk about instead of to leave. Whenever you don't talk about exactly what it is that's bothering you, you know what you do? You give a license to every analyst and reporter to kind of figure out what it is you're talking about.
Look,
and that's the only thing. I can't believe it's just a practice schedule that has his panties in a bunch. I don't buy that at all.
Listen, I like LeBron James. I think he's a fantastic player. I think he's probably a good dude. But his passive aggressiveness is ridiculous. And nobody is a bigger hypocrite at times than LeBron James. Remember when they first talked about shutting the season down or playing games without fans? And he said, man, I do all this for the fans. I won't play without the fans.
Yep.
Yeah, then why didn't you show up to your pizza joint when fans were standing outside to get an autograph?
In 100 degrees.
Fans,
I remember that.
Just like,
I was tired out there for free pizza.
It's like, and then he talks about this year. He talks about, man, I don't load manage. I'm out here to play games. I'm out here. Okay. Dude, you walked into a game last year with a cup of white Zinfandel. What are you talking about? Like, I mean, what are we actually discussing here? And it's like, I don't know if he doesn't keep track of all the things that he says that go in the complete opposite direction of what he's actually saying at the time, but it's mind-boggling. And so when you see these things come out, it's like every year there's something wrong. Somebody doesn't get their way. Man, I don't know of another player, maybe in the history of sports, who isn't, or anybody in sports, who isn't an owner and isn't a coach, yet has gotten it their way more times than LeBron James in his career. Honest to God, I don't know of anybody, Rob, can you think of anybody in sports who's been able to pick his coaches and been able to pick his teammates more than LeBron James?
No, and that's why whenever people are always talking about he didn't get this, he didn't get that, or whatever, LeBron is like the worst general manager ever, because he's had carte blanche. I mean, worse than Harry Weltman, who ran the Nets back in the 80s when I covered the team. He was pretty bad.
By the way, what's his name? Harry Weltman?
Harry Weltman. Yes.
Sounds like a porn star.
I know, right?
By the way, don't you have an acronym for LeBron James? For people that are just tuning in, don't you have an acronym that you gave
Well,
LeBron
he's
James
the FFOAT, the finals failure of all time. He's the WALOAT, the worst leader of all time. He's got a couple of them. But there's no doubt about it. In this case, he's the WALOAT. To even just put that out there, either you put it all on the table, make it clear what you're talking about, or you don't put it out there for people to wonder and question, especially when the team has struggled to play. And I think he's looking for an excuse so that when things don't work out, which they're not, the Clippers are going to win the championship. The minions will go, see, LeBron was right. That damn AD, that Avery Bradley, I knew it, you know, and that'll be the excuse.
Every time. If you agree or disagree with Rob Parker, is LeBron planting seeds for impending failure with the LA Lakers? 877-99 on Fox is the phone number. If you've got the guts, 877-996-6369. 9, is LeBron planting seeds for future failure with the Lakers? We'll discuss that next here, right here. Rob Parker, Jonas Knox, in for Chris Broussard. It is the Odd Couple here on Fox Sports Radio. Talking about erectile dysfunction isn't easy. Let me just tell you that right now. Usually, we just brush it off or we blame ourselves saying things like, well, you know, I just lost my mojo. Or we avoid it altogether with excuses like, man, I had a long day at work. Or, sorry, honey, I'm just not feeling it. But with Roman, it is easy to talk about with a healthcare professional who can prescribe real medication. It's simple, safe, and totally discreet. With Roman, you can get a free online evaluation or an ongoing care for ED, all from the comfort and the privacy of your own home. The healthcare professional will work with you to find the best treatment plan. If medication is appropriate, Roman will ship it to you with free 2-day shipping. The whole process is easy, and more importantly, it's discreet. Erectile dysfunction used to be tough to tackle, but now there's Roman. Complete an online visit today to connect with a healthcare professional and take care of it. Go to getroman.com/oddcouple today. If approved, you'll get $15 off your first order of ED treatment. That's getroman.com/oddcouple. getroman.com/oddcouple.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Is this Metallica? Good stuff. He's Rob Parker. I'm Jonas Knox. This is The Odd Couple here on Fox Sports Radio. I am in for Chris Broussard, who wanted to give Rob Parker a little bit of payback because when baseball had just a slew of positive tests, miraculously, Rob Parker was nowhere to be found. Just happened to pick that week of all the weeks to be off when baseball had some scandals going on during their season.
And now they're still playing games. Yep. Only one game postponed today. Just playing baseball. Keep it going.
By the way, if the Marlins win the World Series, that'll be the most amazing story in the history of sports.
Oh, no, that would be when you consider what happened the start of the season.
Absolutely incredible. Coming up here in, we'll call it less than 10 minutes from now here on FSR, somebody is going to join the show, and I'm telling you right now, teaming up with me together, we're going to give Rob Parker a beating on national radio.
All right, Can't wait.
It is going to be a bloodbath on national radio. That coming up in a little less than 10 minutes from now here on Fox Sports Radio. So Rob Parker, just to reset here, we were discussing 877-99 on Fox, 877-996-6369. We were discussing the situation with LeBron James. He's already kind of, you know, setting up the potential failure for the Lakers, talking about, you know, there's things going on, you know, outside of this stuff that I can't get into, which is, you know, kind of leading to some of our issues. And look, they can talk about, and people that cover the Lakers, and look, you and I both know what these people are in LA that cover the Lakers. They're ball washers. All right. It's just what it is.
And the other thing too, and Jonas, he says off the court. So it can't just be a practice schedule.
Yeah.
He says off the court.
Yeah, it's just – and look, he talked about, you know, missing his family. And all those things are real. Like every single one of those things are real. Unfortunately, you know, everybody else is dealing with the same stuff.
So no doubt.
I just – you know, I mean, come on, man. Let's just get to the season, all right?
All right, let's go to the phones. We got people ready to go. Mark in Sacramento, you're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What you got, Mark?
What's going on, Jazz? What's going on, gentlemen? How you doing today, Jonas?
What's happening, man? How are you?
Pretty good, and I'm not going to agree with Rob all the time. Okay, don't stick that on me. I don't do that with Rob. I'm my own man. Rob will tell you. Hey, yes. Real quick, let me paint it to you a different way. I'm a LeBron fan, but I don't think it's because he's setting up something in case they lose. That dude, he does create a whole lot of stuff. He did with Kevin Love. He did with Kyrie Irving. He does this at playoff time. Let me tell you what I think happened. That dude saw Damian Lillard miss a couple of free throws and the Clippers giving some crap, and then Damian Lillard come in and talk crap to them at the press conference and then call them a couple of MRFers, and then they get on Twitter and go at it. LeBron didn't like that. He wants that attention back. He wants that attention. He don't want the Clippers to have that attention. He wants that attention back. That's what I think.
It could be Mark, and I don't disagree that he loves the attention, but just sounds like I just know where LeBron's been. I mean, the guy's the fofote. He's lost six. He's lost six NBA finals, which is the most of any former regular season MVP. Did you know that?
I disagree with you. I don't think LeBron likes the attention. All he did was show up, to a game with his shirt completely open.
Yes.
I mean, come on. He doesn't want the attention.
No, not at all.
I mean, Jonas does that on radio.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, I wear yoga pants when I work with Rob.
We can spare me with that.
He can't stand up halfway through. I don't know what to do with that.
Dustin in Waco, Texas. You're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What's up, Dustin?
Rob, I thought you got killed on that opening segment, but I'll agree with you on this one.
I didn't get killed. What are you talking about?
I played college football, so I'm biased. You know, I think they got.
No, I understand. I understand the kids want to play. So go ahead, Dustin.
As far as LeBron's concerned, I actually thought he was setting up this narrative or getting ready to fail as soon as he had to remind us that. He won the West. That he was the top seed in the West. You know, especially in the year with, the Warriors aren't the Warriors this year. San Antonio is not the old San Antonio, and he had to kind of put that out there. But at the end of the day, nobody's going to care that he was the number one seed if they don't bring home a title. So I was already thinking that before.
You're right.
You know what's so amazing about what LeBron
Thanks,
said?
Thanks, Dustin.
So LeBron comes out and he says, I took great pride in it or whatever. And one of the sentences that he used in his quote was, they said I couldn't do it.
Right, right.
Who the hell?
Nobody.
Covering the NBA, who the hell said that the Lakers weren't going to be a good team?
Right.
Like, who said that?
You got Anthony Davis, so you got possibly two of the best three or four players in the NBA. And people thought you couldn't win the West?
Even before the season, the win total, and I'm almost 99% sure on this, the win total that Vegas put on the Lakers was higher than the Clippers.
Absolutely.
So I don't know if anybody knows this, but the Lakers and the Clippers are in the same conference. Right. So what Vegas was saying is that they would finish ahead of the Clippers and that they would be the
team. They were the favorites in the West. They were the favorites.
So this idea that nobody thought I could do it is a bunch of garbage. It's a straw man argument. It's a fake argument that LeBron tried to spin.
No doubt. Let's squeeze in Leo in New York. You're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What's up, Leo?
How's it going, guys?
Oh, good.
Uncle Rob. Now, I can't wait for tomorrow to come in. Because
you sound like you read my column. Go ahead.
And also, Chris Broussard will be back because listening to you and Jonas is like match made in heaven. Both giggling about Riley Brown trashing him, talking all kind of nonsense. I mean, come on, guys. Come on.
Why did he put that out there? And he should have told us what he's talking about. What off the court? There's nowhere to go. Video games, a barbershop.
It's personal. It's personal, Ralph. Yeah. Come on.
So
it's
why
personal.
Did he bring it up to the media if it's personal?
Exactly. He did not bring it up. He didn't say anything. Now, he has you guys guessing left and right, thinking about everything but the Lakers record right now. So, you see, instead of talking about the Lakers record and how bad they're playing, we're talking about the excuse LeBron is claiming. So, you see how he just run amok with you guys and, diverted your thinking. So, that's all it is.
All right, Leo, we appreciate it. I think you're wrong on this LeBron thing, though.
It's the same old story. He does it every single year. Rob Parker, Jonas Knox, I'm in for Chris Broussard here. This is The Odd Couple on Fox Sports Radio. Want to let you know we are brought to you by AutoZone. AutoZone is America's number one battery destination. No matter what battery problems you're dealing with, you can find your battery solution at AutoZone. Next time you're having starting trouble, start at AutoZone. America's number one battery destination. Get in the zone. AutoZone.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
It is The Odd Couple here on Fox Sports Radio. As you mentioned, I'm Jonas Knox in for Chris Broussard alongside the wonderfully talented Rob Parker and wonderfully dressed, might I add. Just a crazy good shopper, this Rob Parker here.
Did you see that shirt I got from Nordstrom's? A golf shirt, Jonas, $49.50 was the original price. I paid $4.49 at the Nordstrom Rack.
Let me just tell you that you've seen Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory, right?
Yes,
the original
a million times.
You know the part where he opens up the candy bar and he sees the gold shining through and he freaks out.
Yes.
When you see the red sticker and it says reduced, what does that do to you? Does that send chills up and down your spine when you see that?
I just want to spin around and start dancing because I got a golden ticket. I got a golden ticket. I run up to the register.
Donuts with no nuts, so good you could go nuts. Give it to me now.
I've got a golden ticket.
Yes, that's exactly how I feel.
What the
and
hell
you saw
happen?
The other one. Come on, the other jacket that I got that I'm going to wear the next time I'm on television was $295. And you know what I paid? $23.99.
Ladies Rob and gentlemen, Parker. You just heard the weirdest 45 seconds in the history of Fox Sports Radio. All right, coming to you live from the Geico Fox Sports Radio studios, where it's easy to save 15% or more on car insurance with Geico. Go to geico.com or call 800-947-AUTO. The only hard part, figuring out which way is easier. Sources say, coming up in 12 minutes from now here on Fox Sports Radio, if you want to know what we're talking about in Sources Say, tough balls, you got to wait around. It's the big surprise, the big unveil. Right now, though, we bring you Aaron Torres, Fox Sports Radio host. He also works on the weekends. I know Rob Parker took a shot at me for being a weekend host earlier. He shamed me for my time slot. Aaron Torres, it feels good to be joined by somebody else who's a lowly weekend host, as Rob Parker pointed out.
Yeah, but, you know, it's as you referenced, Rob shops as though he's on the weekend overnight.
That is true.
I swear, 80% of the stuff Rob buys, he doesn't even like. He just likes bragging about the deal on Instagram.
Bingo.
I'm convinced of it. You can't tell me otherwise.
Bingo. Totally
are you
agree.
Kidding me? Did you see that jacket I wore it on television? Colin thought it was spectacular. Colin,
I
joy.
I saw it at the funeral home a week before. They pulled it right off the guy before they buried him.
Oh,
speaking of funerals, let's talk about college football.
Oh, come on now. This is unbelievable.
Which Aaron, you predicted that there would be a college football season. Are you backing down today?
I am like Tom Petty. You can stand me up at the gates of hell, but I won't back down.
Damn right, Aaron Torres. Damn right.
Can I say that? Can I say the H word on air? I don't know. Did
hell
I just
yeah,
get us
you
in
can.
Trouble?
Hell
am
yeah.
Am I doomed to an eternity on the weekend overnights now because I just dropped that word on air?
You're fired.
Listen, you know, I'll say this, guys. It's been a surreal 24 hours. I don't feel great, but what I am proud of, if you want to use the word proud, you know, we've been asking these college athletes to stand up, have a voice, speak up, use your platform forever, and they did. And listen, the argument about do college athletes get enough, are they screwed, do they deserve more, that's another conversation for another day. But I do believe, and this is something I've lamented on all my social media, my podcast, my radio show with Arnie, is that these kids want to play. And I think over the last 3, 4, 5 months, I do think some of the media have hijacked this conversation. It's not safe. These kids don't want to play. They're trembling in fear by coming back to campus. And I will say, whether we get games or not, I'm proud of those guys for saying, look, nothing's 100% safe. But we want to play. We believe that our schools are putting us in a position to be safe, and I give those guys a lot of credit.
Damn right.
I just, you know what, Aaron, I get it with people who love college football and want to see it, but there are no guarantees. If you have to sign a waiver, that means it's not safe. And there's no other way of going around it. They're trying to protect themselves, the colleges, from being sued down the line. If this is cool and all the 18 and 20-year-olds are healthy and they're going to go by this and there'll be no problem, you wouldn't sign a waiver. You wouldn't have kids asking about their health benefits after they're out of college a couple years from now. So I hear what you're saying. We all want college football. But the notion that you have to sign a waiver to play tells me it ain't safe. Aaron, now I want you to explain to me how you can sit there and say, yes, it's cool to play, and you got to sign a waiver. Why?
All right, so let me put this in Rob Parker terms. Now, Rob, in general, in a normal summer, do you not do the Rob Parker summer tour where you hit about 6, 7, 8 ballparks over the
every
course of the summer?
Every single year, I eat wings and drink beer and hang
damn
out at
right.
the ballpark.
Damn right. It doesn't pay a dime to get into those games, by
no,
the way.
No, no. Yeah. I got my baseball writer's card.
There's nothing more American than apple pie and Rob Parker sneaking through the media entrance to go eat wings and drink beer.
Of course.
But listen, what I would say is I think we're looking at a future where just about anything that we do, we're going to have to sign a waiver. We want to go to Staples Center to watch the – no, we're not going to sign a waiver. I stand corrected. There is going to – when the next time we go to Lakers and Clippers games, the next time that Rob goes to a Lakers game as a fan but sneaks in with a press pass – on that press pass and on these tickets, there is going to be some small fine print that says we are not liable if something happens. And a lawyer friend of mine equated it to me like this, is that to use the baseball analogy, to continue the baseball analogy, when you go to a baseball game, whether you know it or not, on every single ticket that you purchase, there is a little fine print down at the bottom of that ticket that says if you get hit by a foul ball, if something to that effect happens, you understand that risk entering the stadium. And so I think we're living in a future where until we have a vaccine and maybe beyond that, there's going to be waivers in just about everything we do, tickets to concerts, stadiums, baseball games, basketball games. And so I understand the players' concern, but I also just think this is the reality of where this world is because nobody wants to get sued. It's not just these colleges and universities. It's everybody.
Aaron Torres, Fox Sports Radio host, joining us here on FSR. Jonas Knox, Rob Parker. I'm in for Chris Broussard here. It is the Odd Couple. Rob, real quick, and Aaron, I just want to point this out. That's really where the disconnect falls here, is that Rob Parker's actually never bought a ticket, so he doesn't know. He's never seen that fine print. Just like I don't know what it's like in space, Rob Parker's never actually bought a ticket, so he wouldn't know what that's like.
I think Rob Parker is in space, like, perpetually, which is, probably doesn't help this conversation. But anyway, continue. I digress.
No, I'm just, you know, I teach at USC. I'm an adjunct. School starts on Monday. It's virtual for us. It's going to be online. You can't ask football players to go into school when the rest of the student body is not. So, and it's all over the place. I'm just saying. So schools that where kids can't go into class, I can't ask somebody who's not a professional, who's not making millions of dollars, who it's not their job, just same way I go in. I get why they make the people and ask the people to go into the supermarket and have to ring the registers and stock the shelves because people have to eat. So I get that. And frontline people. Sports is not that. We can live without that for a year. As much as it would hurt me, I'm all right with that.
Well, and real quick, Rob, I know you guys got to get to break here. I'll just try to make this as quick as I can. I actually think that's an interesting element in what the Pac-12 is going to face here in these next couple days and potentially weeks, is that, you know, we have schools in California that can't even get into the gym to work out. And then you really do have conversations about not only COVID safety, but safety when you step on the field, as if you're playing in Oregon or Washington school that's had more time to train. My issue, my biggest issue with this Big Ten proposal, 13 of the 14 schools in the Big Ten, by the way, 14 schools in the Big Ten, another conversation for another day, 13 of the 14 are planning on having in-person classes this fall. Now, it's some of them are hybrid, some of them are normal, some of them are 60-40, whatever. But most of those campuses, 13 out of 14, plan on having kids in class, and you can't tell me that it's safe for Johnny to go to econ class and sit in a room for 55 minutes with 30 other students, but it's not safe for Trevor Lawrence to take a snap from his center. If you want to have the conversation that kids should not be in school at all this fall, I can listen to that argument. But you can't tell me that Purdue, which sent out a press release to brag that they're bringing in their biggest freshman class in the history of the school and 86% are living on campus, that all those 86% are safe, but we can't play football. That's the part that really bothered me over the course of the last 24 hours, guys.
Well, according to Dan Patrick, it was voted 12-2 not to have football. So that was what was in the story, that it was 12-2. So you could say 13 out of 14 are going to have classes, but being on top of each other with sweat and spit is totally different.
I mean, All right, look, my whole point, and before we get go to break, Aaron, my whole point to open up the show was, if we're testing guys and they're testing negative, what's the problem?
I mean, well, and Jonas, what I would say really quick is I actually think there's a compelling argument to be made that football is actually more dangerous to, or excuse me, that football and the rest of the student body is more dangerous to these players than COVID actually is, because, you know, like you said, these guys are getting tested twice a week. They're quarantining immediately if they're under testing. And listen, I'll say this real quick. I give so much credit to the coaches of these universities, Jim Harbaugh, Scott Frost, Brian Day at Ohio State. They came out today and defended themselves publicly, basically against the school presidents who are essentially their bosses. And Jim Harbaugh brought up the point, 893 tests have been given at Michigan, 11 positives. That's 0.01% positive rate. We're not talking about hospitalization.
Wait a minute. You can't even take Jim Harbaugh's word. I'm sure that if there's no football season, there's probably language in there that he's not going to get paid. I bet you there's something there. That's why these coaches want to play more than anything, because their livelihoods are on the line. I get it.
Livelihood is on the line, Rob, is all these players. Joe Burrow would be interning at Fox Sports, cutting you sound bites right now if he hadn't played college football last year. He was projected to go undrafted at this time last year. Now he's the number one overall pick in the draft.
Well, now Joe Burrow would be getting Rob something to eat from the 99-cent store. Let's be honest about it here. All right, there he is. Aaron Torres, Fox Sports Radio, and he's a weekend host, right? So support him, because us weekend guys don't get the love from the national guys during the week.
I never miss Aaron Torres on the weekend. I never listen, so I never miss him. Oh, I'm sorry.
I would be offended, but I've heard him make that joke. That joke is older than some of the suits that Rob's buying at Marshall's right now.
That is true. At @Aaron_Torres on Twitter.
Thanks,
Torres, thanks so much, man. We'll do it again soon.
Love you guys. Thanks for having me. Have a good afternoon.
Love you too. Bye. There he is. Jonas Knox, Rob Parker in for Chris Broussard. It is The Odd Couple. Up next, sources say, right here on FSR.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
It is The Odd Couple here on Fox Sports Radio. He is Rob Parker. I am Jonas Knox in for Chris Broussard here on FSR. Coming up 10 minutes from now here on Fox Sports Radio, Rob Parker thinks he knows what's really behind what some of these coaches are saying in regards to college football. So I don't know if there's a little conspiracy theory here, but we will get to that here coming up 10 minutes from now here on Fox Sports Radio. We got to talk about something here, Rob Parker.
Is it about my clothes, my shopping?
Yeah.
Or is this, I figured that is what it would be. And the jacket that I bought is not pink, it's salmon. I just want you to know.
$4.49 for a shirt. You paid $4.49 for a shirt that was normally $49. Now, do you actually believe that that shirt was really $49.50, or is that for them to get you to buy something?
Well, it was $49.50 on the tag. It might have been $29.99. Many people, I'm sure, paid $29.99, or even if it was marked down to $19.99. I think that's about the price that most people would pay for a nice golf shirt. Soft material, very nice, very, very nice.
All right,
but $4.49, that's different.
Let me bring in an Alex Tyshirt, our technical producer here on Fox Sports Radio. Let's have a little fun edition of Over Under here with Alex Tyshirt.
Let's do it.
Alex Tyshirt, how many Instagram posts do you think Rob Parker has? Over or under 1,400?
I'm going to go over.
Alex Tyshirt, you are correct, and a winner,
what?
Alex Tyshirt. Rob Parker, Rob effing Parker, has 1,456 Instagram posts.
Wow.
That was last month.
What are you, a Kardashian?
Well, you know I got a lot of stuff going on. Have you seen the new Odd Couple merch that has dropped? If you want to go get some Odd Couple merch, go on my social media at Rob Parker FS1 on Twitter or Instagram, and at the website, getrob.com.
1,456?
That's crazy.
My God, man. That's a lot. It's a lot. That's a lot of posts. But, yeah, go to getrob.com. He's got great merchandise. I actually wear your merchandise, Rob, and I love it. So that's words of encouragement for me, America.